a word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. For God selected, he deliberately chose what in the world is foolish to put the wise to shame, and what the world calls weak to put the strong to shame. And God also selected, he deliberately chose what in the world is low-born and insignificant and branded and treated with contempt, even the things that are nothing, that he might depose and bring to nothing the things that are. Well, here is a theme that is a recurring one right throughout the Bible. God is on the side of the nothings. Those who act as if though they are something, and who think of themselves as something, God sidelines them. And we find that because in verse 29 it says, so that no mortal man should have any pretense for glorying, and he would boast rather in the presence of the Lord. And it goes on to say, but it is of him that you have your life in Christ Jesus. You see, you are going to stay outside of God's grace if you keep on making yourself out to be something important. And we find the importance of that in Isaiah chapter 53, the greatest chapter, which describes the coming of our Lord Jesus and what he was to do, especially at the cross. The first three verses say, who has believed what he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. So here, Jesus identifies with that which is nothing. He has come for the nothings. And if you make yourself out to be something important, you are excluded. Umuntu ozishaya ukuthi uto uinto esemqoka akatholi umusa kaNkulunkulu. Because Jesus came for the nothings, and he himself had no form or majesty or beauty. And that is what we are like in the sight of God. No beauty, no attractiveness, but he loves us nevertheless in Christ Jesus. Are you found in him? Is your boast in the Lord, or is it still about your own achievements?